Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, What Are Mouths For? It's a Christian board book for toddlers written by Abby Wedgeworth and illustrated by Emma Randall. It belongs to the Training Young Hearts series from the Good Book Company, a line of Lift the Flat books designed to help very young children connect everyday behavior with biblical teaching. The book focuses on one body part, the mouth, and uses simple language to explain what it is for, what it is not for, and how children can use it in ways that honor God. Its purpose is practical. Rather than merely entertaining, it gives parents and caregivers a concrete way to talk about biting, lying, kindness, singing, truth-telling, and asking forgiveness. The book also points children toward Jesus as the model for right speech and toward grace when they fail. Because of that combination of repetition, interaction, and gospel framing, it functions both as an early behavior training tool and as a devotional resource for families with toddlers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a body part framework that teaches purpose before correction. The central idea of the book is that a child first needs to learn what the mouth was made for before being told what to stop doing. That structure matters because it frames behavior in terms of purpose rather than mere restriction. Instead of beginning with a list of prohibitions, the book introduces positive uses of the mouth, such as singing, speaking truth, giving kisses, and asking forgiveness. This approach helps toddlers make a simple mental connection between a body part and its God-given function. For parents, that is useful because it turns ordinary discipline moments into short lessons that can be repeated over time. The book is not trying to build abstract moral reasoning in a toddler. It is creating a basic category system. Some actions fit God's design and others do not. That makes it especially well-suited to very young children, who learn best through repetition, concrete examples, and predictable patterns. By organizing the message around purpose, the book avoids sounding purely negative and instead grounds correction in meaning. Secondly, interactive Lift the Flap design keeps toddlers engaged while reinforcing memory. The book uses Lift the Flap construction, which is more than a decorative feature. For toddlers, physical interaction supports attention and recall, especially when the text is short and repetitive. Each flap gives the child a small moment of anticipation and reward, which helps sustain interest through a message that adults may want to revisit many times. In a book aimed at ages 1 and up, this format is developmentally appropriate because it matches how young children explore books through touch and repetition rather than through extended narrative. The structure also supports caregiver-led reading. A parent can pause, ask the child to guess the answer, and then reveal the flap, turning the page into a dialogue instead of a monologue. That matters for behavioral training, since children are more likely to remember a phrase they help produce. The interaction also reduces the distance between learning and practice. The child is not merely hearing a rule, but participating in a memorable rhythm that can later be used in daily discipline. In that sense, the format is tightly matched to the book's instructional purpose. Thirdly, the book addresses toddler misbehavior without reducing children to misconduct. One of the book's defining strengths is its treatment of difficult behaviors such as biting or lying. These are common toddler issues, but the book does not present them as identity markers or as reasons for shame. Instead, it names them as wrong uses of a good gift, which allows correction without collapsing the child's worth into the behavior. That distinction is important in Christian parenting materials because it preserves both moral clarity and pastoral tone. The book assumes that children need boundaries, but it also assumes that they need reassurance that failure is not the end of the story. This keeps the message from becoming either permissive or harsh. For parents, the value is practical when a real-life incident occurs. The book gives language that can be reused consistently. A caregiver can point back to the idea that the mouth was not made for hurting others or speaking falsehood. That repetition helps children connect the book to lived experience. The result is a discipline aid that is simple, direct, and emotionally measured rather than alarmist. Fourthly, Jesus is presented as the model for speech and the basis for forgiveness. The gospel dimension of the book is not an add-on. It shapes how the moral lesson is understood. The book points children to Jesus as the example of how a human mouth should be used, which gives the teaching a distinctly Christian center. More importantly, it connects failure with forgiveness, so the child learns that disobedience does not merely demand better effort, but also grace and restoration. That is a notable distinction from many behavior books, which stop at instruction or consequences. Here, the moral call is tied to a larger theological story. God created the mouth for good, people misuse it, Jesus shows the right way, and God helps children change. For toddlers, this is necessarily simplified, but the basic pattern is clear. The value for families is that it gives them a language of repentance and hope rather than one of endless correction. It also helps parents show that obedience is not motivated by fear alone. The book, therefore, functions as a small catechetical tool, introducing grace in a form young children can begin to understand. Lastly, part of a broader training young hearts model for everyday discipleship, What Are Mouths For? Is best understood as part of a larger family of books rather than as a standalone moral lesson. The Training Young Hearts series applies the same general method to other body parts, which suggests a consistent philosophy of early discipleship. That philosophy is built on ordinary daily moments, speech, behavior, correction, and forgiveness. The significance of the series format is that it gives parents a repeatable framework for talking with children about different kinds of conduct without constantly reinventing the language. In practice, that can be more useful than a one-off story because it provides a stable vocabulary for home use. The books are not intended to be highly imaginative literature. Their strength lies in clarity, consistency, and theological framing. This makes them especially valuable for Christian households that want a resource to support regular formation, not just bedtime entertainment. The series approach also signals that behavior is part of a larger view of the heart, not isolated incidents. That wider perspective is what gives the book its long-term usefulness beyond a single discipline problem. In conclusion, What Are Mouths For? Is best suited for parents, grandparents, Sunday school leaders, and caregivers of toddlers who want a Christian tool for everyday behavior training. It is especially useful for families dealing with biting, unkind speech, or early lying, because it gives a simple and repeatable way to talk about those issues without resorting to vague moralizing. The book also benefits adults who want to teach obedience in a grace-centered way rather than through shame or sheer prohibition. Compared with many toddler books, it stands out for its narrow focus and theological consistency. It does not try to do everything at once. Instead, it takes one body part and builds a clear framework around purpose, misuse, repentance, and grace. The Lift the Flap format increases engagement, but the real distinction is its disciplined integration of child-level language with gospel themes. In a crowded field of Christian children's books, that combination makes it more than a cute read aloud. It is a practical discipleship aid that can be reused during real parenting moments, which is a significant advantage for families looking for books that shape habits as well as entertain. If you would like to support Abby Wedgeworth, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.